get to read verses 1 to 14. If you didn't bring your Bible with you, we have to take that. Okay. Season of Change. And let's read verse 1 to chapter 1, verses 11 to 14. Are you there? But I'm going to read verse 9 of chapter 11. Can I give a glimpse of the whole text that we are studying? On chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry grounds appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said," verse 11, "then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky, and separate the day from the night, and let them serve a sign to mark sacred times and days and years." Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for this scripture that you have set before us this morning. Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to help us to digest and to understand, Lord, what we are here this morning. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. The things that I really want to focus on this morning is on verse 11 to 14. And that when then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees of the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kind. And it was so, the land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed among, according to their kinds and trees, bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning on the third day. Amen? I want you to tell the person next to you, tell them that it's time for a change. It's time for a change. I remember in the school for the deaf that I used to work with, we hired a new superintendent, and it's a lady. And then as soon as she get into the office, she made some drastic change in the procedure, the policy. And there are teachers there that have been there for 30 years, 40 years, and 50 years. And he said, you know, we have been doing this before. I wonder why we have to change. And do you know that there's a lot of people that doesn't want to change, right? Mm-hmm. You turn around, there's some people that doesn't want to change. Turn around and look if you can identify. Because you're looking at one. You're looking at me. I don't want to change, but I think I believe I need to change. Amen? Catch it. See, before computers and iPhones and iPads, and you know, there's beepers, and before we have to go to AAA to get a trip ticket when you, you know, when you go long driving. And without the trip ticket, you get lost. But now there is no trip ticket. All you have to do is just punch into your iPhone, and he will direct you even the gasoline and the restaurant, right? What a change! But season, let us know when to do what, right? You know, we read these verses. See, there should be a plan. You should. God, I wonder why God was so critical or so point blank that he said you need to plant trees, you need to plant vegetation that seed bearing. Did you ever cast that out? Did you catch it out? Why does God say, let them be, see, like that? And it was, see, in verse 11 it says, then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with the seed in it. What in the world did that God ask to do something here in Genesis? This is the first book, but yet God has detailed all of those. Did you even wonder why God is put it there? Because you know we can go at our backyard and then plant some plant in there. But God said, you know what? I want you to plant a seed bearing plant, a seed bearing what's that? Seed bearing, right? Plants and trees. And then God even said it was good, right? So that's what we're gonna learn this morning, that the part one of a season of change. There's a season of change, and we cannot know that change is taking place in our lives unless we have a season, right? Because that's where we identify ourselves. What season are we now? Is it now? God could have caused the sun to shine all the time, and the seasons never change. Like the way we are, you know, coming from Las Vegas, going to Sedona, I think we passed by Flagstaff, and as we go to Flagstaff, there's a rain, and then here comes the snow. And then after the snow, there's some sun. So there's a change. Right, Sister Rose? So, that, at least there's a change. We can see that God has precise in his word. And now God could have caused the sun to shine and everything. It's not hard for him, right, to change, let him go with the sun or the snow. But he put it there for something that maybe pertains about the message that we're going to talk about this morning. Amen? And so, if he did that, what we never know when to rest and when to harvest, when we have to plant. And so he created seasons. Change is on the way. God is not satisfied with leaving us the way he found us. So I feel like the Lord wants to tell somebody, or maybe to tell me, or maybe you or us this morning, the way that there is a season that you were in, and the season you are right now is about to change. Right? The season that we are right now is about to change. Because season doesn't stay there for the rest of our life. It changed. This season you were in and the season that you are in right now is about to change. Something powerful is coming and you're going to want to be ready for that. Right? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And Isaiah, the prophet, in Isaiah 54, verse 17, says, "The weapons forced against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuse you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So it doesn't matter what you have been fighting against, it's all about. It doesn't matter who has been saying what, and that's all going to fall away. Amen? Because there's, you can hear a lot of people that will tear you down, that pull you down, that slow you down, that stop you from accomplishing what God was instilled for all, for humanly. Amen? There's a change. Amen? A change is coming. You're about to go through a season of change. Whether you like it or not, that's going to go through. A change is coming, and something you were trying to do before, but you could not. Something that you had been whacking your brain over, something you had been praying about. Amen? A wall you could not do it, get over. Because, you know, when we're climbing a wall, there's somebody who's going to pull you down. They will prevent you from accomplishing, from going to other side. Right? I wonder if I shared here this morning regarding a prop that wants to go over. Did I share that one already? Oh, so I'm not going to share that one. You haven't heard about the prop? See the prop, there is a race in the prop kingdom. You see that whoever goes to the other side, they have a prize. Right? So everybody are jumping so that they can go over to the other side. And they're jumping, and the judge is about to declare that nobody could go over down the side of the wall. And here comes this one prop, and he jumped, and he was to go over to the other side of the wall. So the judge is, "What in the world did you were able to jump to the other side of the wall?" And he didn't answer. And then the judge asked him again, "How did you able to jump that high and you go over the wall?" He still didn't answer. So he tapped his shoulder, and then he turned around. And he said, "How did you get over that side of the wall?" He didn't answer. So the other practice, he could not hear. Oh, the reason why he was able to jump, because he could not hear what other frog is saying, that you cannot go over the wall. So there's people that maybe your friend or somebody that will tell you, "No, you cannot accomplish those things. That's too hard. No, you won't be able to get your family settled down, because it's hard." Maybe sometimes you tell your wife or your husband, "You're too ugly." Amen? There's people that will talk about you. You know, "Oh, you're a mom. There's nothing that people can go after." But see, that's why I said, no weapon forced against you will prevail. And you will refute every tongue that can accuse you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You are able to be a conqueror. And then if you have been praying something, don't give up. Don't give up, because God, whatever promises God has given you, is come to pass.
Amen. So, it doesn't matter what you have been fighting against. It doesn't matter who has been saying what that's all going to fall away, because there is no weapon that forces against you that will prevail. And the Lord will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the Lord. Amen. A change is coming. You're about to go through season of change. Something that you were trying to do before. Something that you had been racking your brain and you've been thinking that overnight. You see the ceiling all night. The ceiling doesn't move. Amen. Somebody said that to me. Circumstances, you cannot stop it. But perception, good. Did you get it? See, unless you perceive something that you can change. Because a lot of us, we deal with perception. Amen? Circumstances, there's no, you cannot change circumstances in our mind. But perception does. Amen? So it's a new season. I'm saying this because I have a question for you this morning. It's about time you find yourself in the season of God wants you to be in. Amen? I'm going to break this down for some of us that we have been shoveling a snow. See, right now, in Southern California, if you're shoveling a snow, you're off season because California doesn't have the snow. Right? So we need to know, where are we? Amen? And it's about time you find yourself in a season that God wants you. And I'm going, it's been summertime around here, and if you are tilling the soil, breaking the soil, you're off season. You're in the wrong season. Right? Because this time is about planting or harvesting this season. Amen? You have been working too hard something that was not in God's timing. You have been planting a vegetable, a garden, but it's too late in the season for that, because this time is harvest season. Amen? And if you're busy digging in the dirt, when it's time to pick some fruit, you're going to miss out that tremendous blessing in your life. Amen? That's why it's important to know what season are we in now? Or what season are you in now? Amen? Your season is messed up and you've been working hard, you've been doing everything that you know to do, but it's been in a wrong season. And that's why God is really particular in the time, the secret times and the days and years. Amen? Change is coming. Are you ready for change? Have you grown tired of the season you have been in? I don't like change, but I doubt that many of you in this room like change. But I will be honest with you today, enough to tell you neither do I like where I have been at times of my life. I want God to change some things about me. See, there might be an attitude that you want to get away from. There might be something in your life that you need to let it go. It's a time for a change. Amen? It's a time for a new season. There is a season to move on. The sun is sitting in a few things. The season is changing with few situations. A new day is on the horizon. Something is about to change in your life. Now, if you like a lot of people, you don't like change. But we need to know that change comes and seasons come and go, whether we want it or not. Amen? In Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, Daniel says, he changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. See, God is the one changing times and seasons with us. Amen? The best thing that we can do is allow our minds to comprehend that there are some things that are not in our control. Amen? Daniel chapter 2 tells us that seasons are God's business. It's not our business. We need to accept that. Like it or not, acknowledge it or not, we need to accept that. Amen? Some things God has ordained for His glory that we may not understand it. But in His infinite wisdom and love for us, He has preordained and ordered them for our benefit. And these are the seasons of our life. If we are prayerfully and sensitive to His working in our lives, He will bring us into a specific season where He will be done through us and in us. Here are the seasons of life. A season where there is no frustration. How many of you encounter frustration in your life? A lot. And sometimes we are frustrated with the situation that we are in, and hope faded, and we do sometimes crazy because we don't know, or we are messed up with our season. Amen? 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 A season where our reaping is due season. A season where confusion falls away. A season where destiny is found. A season where purpose is fulfilled. A season where some things you have been fighting against begin to work alongside with you. Amen? Am I talking to anyone? Yes? So God help us to let go of where we have been and reach out for where we are taking us. Change is coming. Amen? Not because I know, but because the Word of God says that change is coming. There is a season of life. Amen? And it's not just the turning of the trees. It's not just the temperature change. It's not just the lowering of the sun on its axis. There is a season of change that is happening right now in the realm of God's Spirit and in our lives. You don't know that. But God is changing your seasons of life. And that's why Daniel says they change times of season. God deposes king and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. All I can say to you today, get ready for the season. Because it's coming. Change is on its way. Something is about to become different. What it used to look like is not what it's going to look like any longer. How it felt in the past, it's going to be the way it feels in the future. Season of change is coming. Amen?
Amen.
We may have to put on the whole saints some places. He may not put you where you are unfamiliar and uncomfortable with. Someone said, I don't like it here in this place. I don't like where God has put me here now. I don't like it. Lord, take me out from here. But God put you there. Because there is a season of life that you need to go through. Amen?
Amen.
But can you just imagine being on that place that God has put you there, and suddenly he looks up and see the glory of God pass over him. And I don't know about you, but God put me in a hole if you have to. Make me uncomfortable as it needed to, but let me see your glory, Lord. Let me feel your presence. See, wherever God put you, that's where he wants you, so that you may see the glory of God in your life. that you have not seen before. Amen? It makes you uncomfortable. But that's where God puts you there, so that you can see His glory. Amen? So a season has to change for Moses. God has to take him from where he was to a place where he would recognize God's working and God's glory in his life. See, it's time for Moses to be changed. And more importantly, Moses has to recognize the strategic moment in time that God has placed him to understand that a new season was about to happen, not only for him, but also to the entire nation of Israel. So there is a change. God has to change Moses so that not only for his own good, but it's only for the good for the whole country that he is taking out from the Egyptian bondage to the promised land that God has promised him. Amen? We cannot wish some things away. We cannot just close our eyes and wait for the storm to end, but we need to lean into the winds of adversity in our lives and recognize that there is the gust that is hitting us. If we look, the clouds begin to break, the sun starts to shine. You may not understand the season you're in right now, but notice, if you don't understand the season that you are now, but notice that the season that you're in is not a permanent. It's only there for a season. And change is coming. Amen? Change is coming. The sun and the moon and the stars are going to move on. And things will change in your life. You're going to find yourself in a new season. A season that makes sense. A season that matches your purpose and God's vision in your life. Amen? Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it's not there, Irvin. Oh, yeah, put it there. Oh, it's not there. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. See, that's, if our heart is full of hope to our Lord, you know what? Is it? The things that I'm going through right now, it's not permanent. It's going to change. Amen? And the greatest thing is when God put you there, it's just for a moment. But then it changes, it's for the better. It's even gooder than that that is there. Amen? It's even gooder. Amen? Amen? It's even gooder than yesterday. Huh? I'm trying to get to say something that could change your destiny and God's direction for your life. Amen? Because out from the abundance of our heart, God is speaking. Amen? God's direction for your life, something that might be different than what you have been saying. Something been saying, I always have this problem. And that's when the enemy get in. He says, yeah, go ahead and confess that. You always have problem. And sometimes someone been saying this, things will never change. So they will never change. Someone been saying, it's not going to get any better. Guess what? That's what you're going to get. Amen? But you need to begin to believe God right now that change is on its way. It's a new season. Things is about to get better. Things is about to get easier. Things is about to produce some good fruit. Amen? Some things you have been struggling with your life are about to come into alignment. Greater things come when the season changes. Amen? Changing seasons prepares us for what is coming. Without season, you know what? We don't know what's coming. And that's why we need to identify. We need to recognize what season are we in. Amen? It's time for a new season for someone today. There is a season to move on. The sun is shifting. The season is changing. A new day is on the horizon. And that you have to believe that. Something is about to change in your life. See, when you have been in God's presence, something is supposed to change in your life. Amen? Just like what happened to Moses. When he, the presence of God, when he went to the presence of God, his face changed. And so are we. When God touches your heart, there should be a change in your life. Amen? Because see, Moses saw God's glory and goodness, and the Bible says his face was lit up, shone with the glory of God. See, when you get into his presence, something should change in your life. You may wonder why some people worship the way they do. You may wonder why some people come down to the altar and pray. You may wonder why some people attend church as much as they do. It's because they have been touched in the by the way, but they have been in the presence of God. And the presence of God touched their life. And that's why there's a change. But if you say that God has touched you and there is no change, you better go back again and see what you missed something. Amen? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, all things has passed away. What do you mean passed away? He's gone, right? And behold, all things are become new. To become new, there's a new thing in your life. And what's wrong with you? You act different, you talk different. Because you're in a new season. I wasn't able to do that before, but because I've been touched in the presence of God. I act different, I talk different, I walk different. Amen? See, we should expect something that God would want to bring us into something different. We should expect that there should be a change in us. We should expect that God would be working behind the scene to bring about a positive change in our life. Amen? And how many of you are ready for a season of change? Amen. Amen? There's only two people that are responding for a change in your life. Amen?
Amen.
And God is ready. He wants to change our life. Amen? Shall we all stand? Change. Positive change in our life. And God is willing to change our life. Amen? Shall we pray? Is there anybody here? You wrote it there, Lord, that we need. seed-bearing fruits, the seed-bearing plants or vegetation, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that you are so direct, Lord God, in your word, that no one will miss this verse, Lord. But Father, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is the one that can reveal to us, Lord, that bring conviction into our heart. And Father, we thank you this morning. I pray, Father, for my brothers and sisters that their season is missed out, Lord God. That they are supposed to be harvesting, but they are still breaking the ground. And Father, help, Lord, help my brothers and sisters to know the seasons of life they are in, Lord. And Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought us today so that we may be able, Lord, to identify of which season are we in. Father, we thank you today. Thank you that even Moses, Lord, there is a season of life from taking out, from dealing with you, Lord, and then going to Egypt to take out the children of Israel, Lord, to a wandering desert, Lord, unto the promised land, Lord. And so are we, Lord. We're not different from them, Lord. You call them stiff-necked people, Lord. And so are we, Lord. Father, we thank you that in you, Lord, there's hope. And in you, Lord, that there's a change. That you change, Lord God. That you come and give us decisions so that we may be able, Lord, to identify and harvest when it's time to harvest. Plowing, Lord, when it's plowing and tilling the ground, Lord. Fertilizing it, Lord. And all the stages of life, Lord God. Father, we thank you today. Thank you that you have spoken to us, Lord. Let the word, let your word be established in each one of our hearts this morning, so that we may enjoy